views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers, another wonderful Thursday.
With Artie and Sky.
With Artie and Sky.
So hopefully a lot of you are weathering the storm. Ha ha, no pun.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty, but I don't know how far it goes with this rain.
I'm making my prediction. Everyone's saying we're going to get major, major slam dunk.
Well, we're going to get hurt.
I say it's going to... Fizzle.
Is it going to fizzle?
It's going to fizzle, baby.
We're going to have fizzling.
There's going to be fizzle in the...
There's going to be a fizzle in the drizzle.
That's right. And nothing more, I tell you.
I tell you.
So Sky and I, we had a wonderful experience out in Rhode Island.
Oh, yes.
And we have nothing but wonderful things to say about Rhode Island. And not only the people at the radio station were wonderful, but the landscaping was phenomenal. And I was telling Sky how beautiful it is. And her husband finally joined me to go out there. And my wife, Charity, couldn't make it. She had other commitments.
Well, you got to go up again. In a month.
Yeah, we'll go up again.
We're going to go up again.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. And Westerly and Newport, I mean.
So beautiful, folks. Right, unbelievable.
Right along the ocean way.
He's not lying.
And there's lots and lots of boutiques to check out. And it's just so much fun. It really is. It is so much fun. And like I said, if you could afford to get away for a few hours.
It's not a very expensive weekend unless you make it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you pick a reasonable spot to stay, then, you know, it's like maybe $50, $60 a night. If you pick a reasonable place to eat, there you go.
$50, $60
a night. No, it's two of you. A day, really.
Yeah. No, actually, it's more than $60 a night. Okay. Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's maybe about $100 for the hotel or whatever.
Okay. So you think you'd
put a little over $100.
Two nights. That's $200.
Put it this way. It is 100% worth it.
It absolutely is. You know why? Because the vistas are remarkable. It literally brings you back to nature and a part of nature that you don't always get to see if you're an inlander. So it looks almost like Ireland with all the beautiful hills and green and then the water, the ocean. It's not just only just bays and marinas. There's the open ocean with rock and jetties that are coming out. These rock jetties are absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, you get a chance to see how 1% of the 1% of the world lives, at least just a few of them. And seeing all the yachts in the water, and the water's like super, super clean out there.
Oh, yes.
I mean, very clean out there.
Yes.
And the people are super nice. And it was just, we had a really nice time.
We were
having lunch in this beautiful restaurant right on the water. And, you know, it was really, really cool. Just as an opener, though, I would like for everyone to know that if anybody wants to get a free mini reading from Sky and I, just call into the show, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 if you wish to speak with Sky or I.
Yeah, we'll give you a little mini reading, and it'll be lots and lots of fun.
Yeah, we'll tell it like it is.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so glad. We're very happy that you guys have rejoined us for another week.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, we have a topic today. We're going to be talking about the Pope and Donald Trump. Now, I know that sounds crazy because we actually are a spiritual show.
Well, the Pope is kind of spiritual.
Well, he's spiritual. Absolutely.
No, yeah.
But Donald Trump? Really?
Yeah. Well, the Donald Trump part is he's going to make it.
I think he's got a really good chance of making it.
But as far as with the Pope goes, I like the Pope. Yeah, the last Pope I didn't like. He had a dark energy to him.
You know what? I don't think he really wanted the Pope, the papal. I think it's called the papal ship. I'm not sure. I don't really think he wanted to be Pope. He seemed to me very quiet, a very quiet Pope. And he seemed to me to be unwilling for change. Now, if these popes don't start changing a little bit.
With the times.
Yes. They're going to find that all the Christians are not going to be Christians anymore. All the Catholics are going to turn to another way of honoring God. And that's sad. You know, because being Catholic is the love of Jesus. It's the following of Jesus. But, you know, that's not the only way you can follow Jesus. And unfortunately, with all the pomp and circumstance that the religion carries, it needs to really bump itself up to the times. You know, I really feel that way. I feel that priests should be married. There's no reason in this world.
And that's what he said, too, right?
He's in agreement with that. He's not committing 1,000% yet, but he seems to be leaning towards that way. He's all for gay and lesbian relationships, and that I love because, you know, God does not make mistakes. Everybody who's anybody who's everybody is loved in the eyes of God. So, you know, why should gay and lesbian people have any kind of stigma to them? I don't feel that's proper. That's wrong.
Yeah, it's just totally being unconditional.
Stupid. Yeah. And I feel that this Pope is going to be unconditional and he is going to respect the way God made everybody and mm-hmm. their differences, because we all have differences and they all should be loved and they all should be respected. And I think this man understands that. And I feel he's going to try his best to bring the Catholic religion into the millennium. I really do. And I hope he does, because the whole purpose of Jesus was to come here and to teach. He was a teacher. He showed us how to get into heaven. He showed us every kind of beautiful thing there was. Forgiveness, love, compassion, help for one another. He showed us everything. And I think that if the Pope lightens up a little, a lot of people are going to be able to enjoy the religion rather than have guilt-ridden feelings over it.
Only the old-timers will resent that.
Yes.
And that's fine, but everybody has to learn to adjust to the time.
Yeah.
Because it's even like music. You know, regardless of what style, time frame you're at, you know, like the grandparents when they were teenagers and they were listening to their music, their parents are saying, what are you listening to?
Right.
And then as their kids had, you know, the 50s, they said, what are you listening to?
Right.
And then the 60s came along, really radical change. What are you listening to?
But if you notice, our generation, well, my generation, which probably is like half a generation before you, I absolutely loved the swing music. I absolutely loved my kids' music, and I love my own music. And it's funny that my kids listen to my music. You know, the Beatles, the Stones, you know, Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, the early 60s
and 70s. The early 60s, 70s music. They love it. They love it. And the only thing I don't particularly care for in music today, and it's not just because I'm a fuddy-duddy, it's that monster music. What do they call that? That monster.
Grunge?
I don't know. No, it's called heavy metal, I think.
Heavy metal? Well, no, well,
where they're
grunge
screaming
music.
And grunting.
Yeah, that's not heavy metal. No, that's grunge.
Like,
that's terrible.
It's disgusting is what it is.
Yeah. Stop it. She says it's disgusting. She keeps on doing it. All righty.
I feel like
all right. So all of you are still with us. Listen, if anybody who wants to call in for a reading, which we do have somebody on the line now.
Yes, we have Josephine.
Yeah, but we're going to wait until we go to a commercial break because we just have a few minutes.
Okay, Joe.
Don't be afraid to give us a call, 800-930-2819. As far as, you know, being a Jewish fella, you know, he seems like a very nice guy. He's a people person too, which is what I like.
Who?
The Pope.
Oh yes.
Yeah. He goes out to the audience.
Yes.
Even he makes the Secret Service people very nervous. Yeah. And he wants to go out and reach out to the people.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, nothing's ever full bulletproof, right. But I think it's really cool. But you know, because they like block out for blocks and blocks in advance,
yes,
of everybody that has to go through security just
this
to be in his company.
And so, actually, I have a very dear girlfriend of mine whose husband is in the military, and he has been guarding him his entire stay in Philly.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. He's been guarding the Pope.
Can you imagine if you knew him, like, growing up personally?
Could you imagine?
And I was just saying to Sky earlier, it's like, hey, Ma, guess what? Yeah, no, really, I'm the Pope. you mean you just became a priest? No, Mom, I'm the Pope. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to pray to you. Oh, kiss my hand and make me holy.
Well, you know what it is? A Pope, you don't pray to a Pope. What a Pope does is he's like the chairman of the board.
I know. He's the grand poopah, but he's looked at as the holiest of all holy and stuff like that. And if I'm not mistaken, I think to be a Pope, I don't know if it's considered Pope or Saint, but and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe to be a Pope, you have to create two miracles.
No, that's a saint.
That's a saint?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You have to. Yeah. All right. So there you have it. So it's like, all right, make that chair lift.
Yes. No, I'm going to tell you something. Before John Paul passed away,
I said
to everybody that he was going to be canonized a saint. I knew it.
Uh-huh.
But we have to go for a break, guys.
All right. So stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
And the Pope.
We're talking about the Pope today. And he's a great guy, obviously, or he wouldn't be Pope. But
I got to have him over for dinner.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I got to Facebook him.
I think he's a very modern Pope. I think that he knows that if he doesn't start coming up to the times, that he's going to lose his flock.
No, but he does that. It's just something that's naturally inbred within him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he's very personal. One thing that I have just a minor little gripe about it is that, you know, he's trying to get the United States to accept 100,000 new immigrants into the country.
We have enough. I hate to say that.
And he's trying to have us show compassion for, I forgot which country he said, but you know, I'll say this. All right, we'll take in 100,000. When Italy takes on 100,000.
And Spain takes on 100,000.
And everyone else takes
on 100,000. And Czechoslovakia takes 100,000.
Then we're going to take 100,000.
Right.
But Italy's got to take it first before we take it.
You know, guys,
you got to practice what you preach, no pun intended.
Right. You know what? It's not that we don't want new people coming into the country. It's just that our country doesn't allow the people who are here already to have functioning jobs. How could we support everybody? You know what I mean? We need to have jobs.
It's amazing that we are. Yeah, it's amazing that we are.
We have not enough jobs for ourselves. What are we going to do with, you know, illegal aliens?
You know what? Make them into farmers.
But you know what?
You want to know something? I got to say something. God bless everybody. I mean, God bless everybody, but God bless the farmers. I know. God bless us all, everybody. No, but those farmers work so hard.
Yes, they do.
For everyone's benefit.
Yes, they do.
And so to have meat and to have vegetables right at your beck and call at a supermarket, all because you have a few people in very low percentages who are still into farming.
Yes.
And literally it feeds, you know, America, it feeds the world.
It's America.
And you know, and it's lots and lots and lots of hard work. Yeah. And, you know, that's an unsung hero in so many ways.
That's true.
It really is. And then they get screwed over by the government a lot of times.
Right.
Because
they can't get funding.
They can't get the funding.
Or
they're
if
not,
a crop goes bad,
yeah,
they lose all that money.
They lose a lot and stuff. And so it's very hard, you know. And it's like,
yes,
I feel like it's very, very unbalanced.
It is unbalanced. That's why nobody wants to be farming anymore.
Yeah, it's very difficult. But we need the farmers. We need those people. And, you know, thank God, like I said, you know, there are people that are born into it, you know, so therefore they don't know any other way.
Right.
Thank God. Seriously,
right.
It's like everyone's born into, you know, whatever family you're born into, you become your environment.
Correct.
You know, so God bless all you people who are farmers, were farmers, your grandparents were farmers.
You are the salt of the earth, and thank you for the food that you provide for us. It's important. And we also need more steel workers. We need to start an industry here again. There's no industry here. And that's what Trump wants to do.
Yeah, Trump wants to kick that in too.
We've got to start our own. We have to start back as being a productive part of the world, not just the police of the world. Because that's how we're looked at, as the policemen of the world, instead of being productive and being able to share our goods with other countries. All we do is buy.
We need a quick boost, a big jump start.
Hell yeah.
Get back to where we were.
Get back, Loretta.
All right, Josephine. We got Josephine from New Jersey. Hey, Josephine.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, babe?
Hi.
Hello.
I want to tell you something, Josephine. Say your name once to me.
Josephine.
Okay. Are you having an issue with somebody or something where you need to have some type of a peaceful resolution? In other words, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Say it again. Go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I guess, that's one way of putting it. Yeah.
Okay. I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to be the better person in the situation. You're going to have to step up because it's up to you to solve and to resolve this peacefully. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I want to tell you something. That is a gift. To be able to do that is an absolute gift because not many people, everybody could be angry, but not many people can forgive and accept and try to bring others together. So, you know, that is a gift that you do have. And I know that you can do it because the angel said so.
And there's also some people in your life that you need to learn to let go. and people who have been like really upsetting to you. And you can't allow yourself to keep on getting too emotionally caught up in other people's karma and other people's choices, because it's really sucking the life out of you. And like I said, if you don't start to pick and choose healthier people or healthier situations in your life, it's only going to hurt you more and more. And I feel like you have to go to the doctors also for female reasons down below. And I feel like that's very, very important, because I'm clearly seeing that.
Well, I'm seeing her in some sort of a recovery. Are you recovering from something?
I just went through a brutal divorce.
That's what you're recovering from, sweetheart. But I feel that you're going to be okay.
I'm starting a new life.
What?
Yeah, you know, like I'm divorced. The kids are out of the house. So it's the first time in my life I'm really by myself, and I could do whatever I guess I want. But I don't know how to do that because I was never by myself.
But isn't that exciting? Honestly, don't look at that in the negative. Look at that in the positive. You are a woman about town. You can do anything that you choose when you choose it and not have to ask permission or not get dirty looks from anybody. And you can just have a great time. I want to tell you, I have an aunt. And after she lost my uncle, she was all by herself. Her children lived very far away. And she found herself all alone. She picked herself up, got herself a job. And when I tell you, this woman goes to Europe, and she's not a rich woman by any stretch of the imagination, but she saves up, she joins a woman's group, and she is not an old woman either. And she has joined a women's group, as I said, and they go all over the place. They do trips. They run benefits. And then she has also mahjong that she plays, and she's got cards, and she's got all kinds of different little activities that she particularly likes. I mean, you might not like the same thing she does, but there's a whole world of activities out there for you. And I do feel that you're recovering. I really do. I feel that you're recovering from this hideous divorce.
You know, you've made your whole life about taking care of everybody else. And now it's time to reinvent yourself and start doing things what's going to make you feel happy. But by you not going out and just sitting home and just going day to day, you know, that's not going to make you happy. And it's, you know, but I also, I don't know, I keep on seeing the female organs down below that, you know, or it has to do with your urine or going to the bathroom. But I feel like that you need to see a doctor in regards to issues down below. Like I said, if you were to be like a volunteer, or, you know, just to go out and reach out to people who you haven't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah, get some good friends.
But being on your own is probably one of the worst things you could do, is just staying on your own. It's okay. I mean, I really love my own company. I have no problem with being on my own. But it's also just as important to share your time with other people.
Yes. And I know that you've been going through a lot of compromises lately. I can feel that. And I know that you feel as though, like, why should I? Why is it always me? But that makes you the better one. Okay. So always keep that in mind.
And don't feel like you've made a mistake.
You haven't. You did the best thing. I feel very excited about your future, because I know that you're going to get yourself a nice group of friends, and you are just going to have the blast that you never had as a youth. You know what I'm saying? You've raised your family.
You have no more excuses.
You have not only that, it's just, she's going to find her path. I feel like you're going to find your path, Josephine.
I hope so.
What?
I hope I do. It just seems so scary.
No hope.
Hoping is open for failure. If you're proactive at doing something,
you
got to
do it.
You're going to do it, and it's going to happen. How can you even say, I hope? I hope means I'm not going to do something about it, and I hope it just comes to me.
Right.
You have to reach out.
You have to believe in yourself.
Right, and just make it happen. Don't be afraid to even get a part-time job someplace where you find it to be pleasant, because that's going to also benefit you. So long as you allow yourself to be peopled, even if you're a cashier at some boutique store or at a supermarket, but just someplace just so you
can
be peopled.
Don't be alone. Meet people. Go out. Go to the movies. You know what? Get some girlfriends. Go out, have a couple of drinks, have a nice meal, go to the movies one night. I mean, there's so many activities, this country western dancing. You're in Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. Country western dancing is very available. That is a great place to meet people. So friendly. And even if you don't know what you're doing, you can, they'll teach you.
Yeah, even just to watch other people dance like that, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be contagious. But even if you go to doo-wops,
anything.
You know, anything, any kind of shows
just
or programs.
Get yourself out there.
Yeah, just, learn, you know what, go to adult classes at night and learn some things with adult classes or learn about the community. They have community classes for adults at colleges that they offer. You just have to Google and see what the community offers and see where the street fairs are or the state fairs are. And, you know, there's lots and lots of things that you can do. Other than skydiving.
Okay. Yeah.
But listen, it was a great pleasure sharing
good
time
luck,
with you.
Good luck, Joe. And listen, get out there, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Knock them
all
dead,
right,
baby.
Sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Great music, and welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we have a great show today because we're talking about two completely different ends of the spectrum. Yeah. We're talking about
the Pope,
and we're talking about a civic leader or someone who's trying to become a civic leader, a president.
Yeah, which we will discuss about Donald Trump in the second half of our show. And, what are your views? If you want to call in and offer your views about the Pope, and would you reelect him in again?
I don't think that works out.
No,
way.
I know.
That's cute, though. Know? Hey, listen, guys, call up now and give us your answers. Give us your input. We'd love to make you part of our conversation.
And if you want a reading, that's fine, too. Just call us at...
800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you.
And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Connecticut, Alma.
Alma, did you call once before?
Yes, I have in the summer.
See, I told you I remembered that name. I remember you, Alma.
You can't forget me. Of course not.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. So how'd it go?
I'm good. I actually have a follow-up question for you guys.
What's up?
Artie was very, very specific in the this past summer with my reading. And you said, I'm going to be with this person who, when I meet him, he's going to be with his father. So I have met this person with this father, but it's a complication because he is with somebody and I'm not trying to storm in and swoop him away, nothing like that. I'm just wondering if you see this kind of just passing on by and the ship has sailed and moving on. Or do you see another person, or I don't know what to say, but that's what's going on.
We're actually getting very bad reception.
Yeah, for some reason we could only hear you spot hitting you. You were like coming in and out.
Okay.
Could you just please reiterate what you just said? I'm sorry.
Sure, absolutely.
That sounds better.
So basically, yes, okay. So basically what happened was I met somebody and you said in the summer that I'd meet him with his father or some kind of father connection. And that's exactly what happened. It's been a slow, easygoing process. I met him back in the spring, but then my feelings grew in July. And fast forwarding, I told him how I felt, and he is actually with somebody. So I'm not trying to steal anybody away. That's not my intention at all. I'm just wondering what you see for me next, moving on with this.
Okay. Well, what I see is that, you know, allow yourself to still date other guys. And you want to know something? By you just keeping in contact with him, you know, just as a friendly person, somewhere down the road, I feel like you still have a good shot with him, but it's not going to happen right away.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to be a little while until your relationship grows more with him, but you know, just not right away. And but you're gonna end up. I really feel like you're gonna end up dating like, you know, two or three other guys, and you'll enjoy their company, but it's not going to be the same for what you have with this fella. It's like for some reason I feel like. You know, it'll be fun company, but I don't think that that animal magnetism chemistry is going to be there, you know, with these other guys. But I still feel like you can still have a lot of fun with these guys. And a little way, and just keep your communication open with the other fella. And I really feel like things are going to turn around, believe it or not, in your favor.
And, it's so like in my blind spot. It just feels like, okay, nice to know you. That's what I feel like. But, you know, I am being his friend. I call him occasionally. He calls me occasionally. It's not like it's every day.
It's
going
to be like that for a little while. Yeah, it's going to be like that for a while. All right. But then all of a sudden, I'm not sure exactly right now what's going to happen in his life. But there are going to be circumstances that are happening. But yet down the road, believe it or not, I feel like you're going to end up, you know, connecting with him. But it's not going to happen for like at least 2 or 3 years. It's not going to happen right away. But I do see you dating other guys. And, you know, when you're with one person, you like to stay with one person. But I don't think you're going to stay with any one person for a long, long stretch of period of time. And like I said, and I have a feeling the other guys that you end up being with, they're going to end up being more into you than you are into them, but yet you'll still enjoy their company.
Sure,
and you
sure.
do not want to become somebody else's mother in a relationship.
No. Nope. Done with that. I'm done with that part. Yeah. Guy, do you have anything for me?
Well, I'm telling you that there's going to be a couple of guys that are that I see you meeting that are kind of lost without having a partner. And even though, you know, they're going to be a fun time, like to go out to the movies or out for a bite to eat.
You
know, like I said, there'll be a good time. And what I like to say is, you know what? Look at me as a fun time, not a lifetime.
I love that. I love that. That's great. That's
all right.
Great.
So that's your motto from now. From now on, you know, until you're with this fella. But like I said, I do see a reconnection, but it's not going to be till later on down the road. But you'll see things are going to change and you're going to be, you know, very happy. But even when you reconnect with him, that also is going to take a little time. It's just not going to happen overnight. Even when you hook up with this guy, it's going to be kind of like a slow process of it growing to, you know, more and more of what you want. The major dynamic is the trick is you don't want to rush any relationship. Let it grow like grass and let it manifest.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. I actually have come to the point.
Feel rushed. Don't feel insecure. Don't feel that, you know, I need this. You don't need anything. Just enjoy yourself, enjoy their time, enjoy the date, enjoy the moment. That's all you have to do. Don't put an agenda to it. Otherwise, you're going to put too much pressure on yourself. And I say that for everybody else who is listening. When you're dating somebody, if you're strongly putting an agenda to it for insecure reasons, whatever, you're going to end up, you know, whenever you force a situation, it's never good when you push somebody or force a situation or, you know, you start stepping out of your own comfort zone because you want someone or something so bad that, you know, you can make the moments not fun anymore because you want what you want.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. And just flowing with it. I think what the best teacher is that's happening is that it's already been 6 months that I've known him, but it feels a lot shorter in its own weird way. It just feels like it's flowing, and I'm very content with this. That's what's surprising me because I always jumped into relationships. So this is a whole new level for me, and it feels actually quite comfortable, which is nice.
Well, yeah, that's only because he's already taken or married or whatever. And so therefore, you know, that's why you have no choice. There is no pressure. There's no risk because he's married. So it's like, you know, there's only so far you can go. And that's only because that's how far he's willing to take it. So you have no choice because within your integrity, you know, even though you might be willing to dance the line a little bit, but at the same token, it's like, all right, the other side of you takes over and say, yeah, well, he is married. So it is.
No, he's not married. He's not married. I want to tell the radio people
you.
He's not married. So, but he's living with her. So it is basically kind of marriage. I don't know.
Yes, you do. No, I just told you. Well, listen. All right. The virtue is have fun and be patient.
Okay.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and we'll speak to you in a few months again. Let us know where you're at.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thanks.
Bye. Our pleasure, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
That things are going great. You know, there's no pressure. There's no rush. They thoroughly enjoy each other's company and, you know,
they think they want more, but actually they don't.
Yeah.
And that's where they get all mixed up. It's good to just really take your time with all relationships and get to know the person so well that, you know, you could read them inside out and backwards. And don't be in a hurry to bound yourself up for life. You know what I mean? But we have to take a commercial break right now, folks, and we will be back in just 1 minute.
We'll be right back.
to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and Sky and Artie.
And Artie and Sky.
And more of Artie and Sky and the dynamic duo that we are.
And the angels. Our beautiful angels are with us today, folks. So call in so we can give you some nice mini readings. And the number to call is 800-930-2819.
Can you imagine what it must be like for the Pope himself to wake up one more, and he just says, I'm the Pope.
Does he kiss his own ring?
Yeah, does he kiss his own? Does he bless himself?
Actually, I want to tell you.
I mean, when you're of that high echelon,
they're very humble.
But they are. They don't, right. It's not like, hey,
I'm the Pope. It's not like the president kiss my.
Yeah, he's a very humbled man. You could see that. And he really does walk around with extreme, true, unconditional love.
And humility, yes.
And humility.
Absolutely.
And it takes a very, very special, unique individual soul. I won't even say person, a soul, to be able to realize that you're of this earth, but yet you're not bound by your skin, by your own flesh and blood. You're not bound by it. So
I would just love to know what he thinks about and how he perceives heaven. And does he really perceive a hell? Or is he just continuing that fallacy because that's part of the Catholic religion? Or does he really believe it? I mean, he's an awfully intelligent man.
You want to know something? I didn't get that from the last fellow who was the Pope.
Yeah, he was kind of withdrawn.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. He wasn't Pope long.
No, he wasn't. Not at all.
He resigned, didn't he?
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know.
I'm pretty sure he resigned. He just wasn't Pope material. There's some people, let's face it, guys, you could be a great, great priest, a man who's done many, many wonderful things for many wonderful people and have great esteem in the church, but you're just not Pope material, even though somebody else might think you are.
Well, it's just like being a good baseball player. Just because you're a great baseball player doesn't make you a good manager.
Exactly.
To manage a team or to take on that kind of responsibility.
Exactly.
It's got to be a tremendous amount of responsibility.
Of course it is.
So,
he's got to guard all those treasures that are in the Vatican.
Yeah, and there's a lot of crap that was going down also in the Vatican and stuff.
I don't even know.
A lot of stuff.
Buddy Hackett says a joke. Let me see if I can say. he meets the Pope and he tells the Pope, you know, Pope, if you would sell some of these frescoes and some of these
paintings
and these beautiful statues, we could feed the world. So the Pope turns around to him in Latin and goes, abscande ob illegitimo ob wait excande abscande obesari illegitimo,
which
that's a Latin phrase, means get out of here, you fat B-A-S-T-A-R-D. I don't know if I can say that word, although it is a word in the dictionary.
It's a word. It's not.
Get out of here, you fat bastard.
So right now,
Gandhi obesari illegitimo.
All right, Miss Barbara. Right now, we got a Miss Barbara from Long Island.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi. Can you hear me? Oh, God.
Nope,
you're going in and out.
Yeah. Ryan, we're having a lot of trouble with hearing.
Well, it might be the girl.
Too many people.
Let me give it a try. Hang on.
All right, sweetie.
Sorry, everybody. We're just having a minor difficult, minor technicality.
Bad.
We got to correct it.
We're hearing every third word.
All righty, and we got Barbara back. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going in and out again. Go ahead.
All right. No, it's a little better.
It's better. A little better, sweetheart. Let's see if we can understand everything you want to tell us.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering what you can see and what you can tell me what's going on in my life.
What, do you think we're psychics? I never met you before. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm just kidding.
You know, do you have somebody in the military?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
What?
Am I in the military? No.
Not you.
Was there somebody who passed or somebody very close to you?
No. Not passed. Do you have like a loved one in the military, a niece, a nephew, an uncle, a cousin, a brother, somebody?
Somebody close to you in the military.
I don't have anyone in the military now, no.
But you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Because I'm kind of like feeling a person that's either in the military or was in the military needs for you to get in touch with them. I know it's like out of left field, but this is what I'm feeling. Do you correspond with this person?
No. I think that Audie was more correct in what he was thinking.
What? What were you thinking?
That someone passed who was in the military.
Okay.
No, I'm not getting anybody who's... I'm not focusing on the past. I'm saying there's somebody who's alive right now who was in the military and is still alive, like a cousin or somebody, is looking for her to call them.
Why is around January 15th so significant?
January 15th?
Right around that time.
Around that time? It's one of my kids' birthday is around that time.
What is that?
One of my children's birthdays is around that time.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, wait a second.
All right, hold on. There's a reason why I'm picking up on this person.
I'll tell you why.
Is this a female with dark hair?
No, that would be a month later.
What do you mean?
January 15th.
I'm sorry?
It's a different birthday.
February 15th would be the female with dark hair.
Okay, that's the one that I'm picking up on.
All right,
so.
Who is the one that needs forgiveness?
Needs forgiveness?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Are you close with your daughter?
I'm at a loss for that one.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you close with your daughter?
Am I close with my daughter? Yes.
Okay. Now, there's something that either she needs to give you or you need to give her some sort of forgiveness or validation that something is okay. Is she going through something right now? I'm feeling like there's some kind of a turmoil. I'm feeling like she needs a little help. And I'm feeling that forgiveness has to take place. Now, whether you have to be the one to tell her to forgive somebody, or she's got to forgive somebody, or you have to forgive each other, I'm not quite sure. But I'm feeling forgiveness, okay? Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank God.
The one, your daughter, the one for, with February 15th, it would be very beneficial if you bought her a scarf for her birthday, or if you gave it to her for Christmas, something that's like a little more on the thicker side to cover her neck, because I feel like she needs to cover her neck more. Otherwise, she's going to be very receptive to get, you know, bronchitis or get a little sick, but she needs to cover up. She can't walk around with like an open chest or keeping her neck exposed, because I keep on seeing a scarf being thrown around her neck. So, you know, for the holiday, what was that?
I said, okay, for, I'll definitely enforce that and get her a scarf.
You know, I also feel that you need to go in a different direction, or you're about to choose a different direction for your life to take. And also, I feel that you need to be assertive with that direction, and you're going to succeed. Okay? Do you understand that?
Okay.
Are you thinking of doing something different or choosing a new direction?
No, I wasn't.
Well, I think that that's what you need. I think that's what you need to shake it up. You need to choose a direction, a new direction. And you also need to be assertive, because I think that sometimes you can be, but you're not. You don't really, you're not assertive enough. But you're going to be a great success in this new path that you choose. I think it's going to be a great success for you. You're going to feel so good about yourself, you know?
You're going to also be taking a trip out to the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. That opportunity is going to present itself to you. And January, February, March, April. And actually, if it's not this fall time, it will be in the springtime. And all I got to say is it would really, really benefit you to go out there. You need to get a break from where you've been. Have you been like just staying on Long Island just like since forever?
No. I've been in Long Island for a long time, but I've traveled also.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I feel like there's going to be a trip coming up with the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. And I also feel like there's going to be a big celebration out there while you're going out there. There's going to be some kind of a big event that, you know, is happening while you happen to be out there. But you're going to see it's going to be a really fun, good time, because I keep on seeing the monument in my eye's mind. I'm seeing the Smithsonian in my eye's mind. And also, you're going to experience going to see NASA. You're going to experience going to Cape Canaveral. Is that where?
That's in Florida.
Yeah, that's in Florida. Yeah, I know that. Cape Canaveral. Yeah, you're going to also experience, either you or one of your kids is going to experience going there, and you're going to watch like an air show there, or you're going to end up seeing like a rocket ship take off into space. And I don't know if this
That's
is you
cool.
or what you or one of your kids, but it's going to be a phenomenal thing. What specific question is it that you would like? Oh, we got to wrap up. I'm sorry. Our producer said we have to wrap up. All right, everybody.
Oh, I was hoping that maybe you would have.
All right, hold on. Wait. And after we come back from the commercial break, stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.